Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hello, I'm Sean Washington. I'm originally from Waco, Texas. I graduated from Baylor University in 1996. I had an opportunity to play football for Baylor University. I was a running back / fullback. Did all things I could to get on the playing field. Had a large amount of success. I'm very proud of the success I did have on and off the field. Ended up having an opportunity to get drafted by the Chicago Bears. Ended up with the Bears, tried to make the team, make the squad. My rookie season, unfortunately, I got cut, ended up coming back to Texas, and got called back up to the NFL by way of the Washington Redskins. Did everything I could to make their team. Unfortunately, it did not happen for me, and I ended up coming back to Texas permanently, but then the opportunity came here in Houston, and I ended up being given an opportunity to play for the Houston Thunder Bears. And that's an arena team, and I was playing in the old Summit building where the Rockets used to play. Had a lot of great adventures, made a lot of great friends, got a lot of great exposure here in Houston. But unfortunately, got hurt, hurt my back, and I had to retire from football, from playing athletics. And I ended up transitioning into the higher education field, starting with a small career college on the north side of Houston, automotive school, if you will, and started in student services, ended up migrating into the admissions department to where I found my passion, and I wanted to move forward in that field, and ultimately started becoming in a managerial role as a director of admissions for another career school, a larger career school. Got an opportunity to become vice president of their high school recruiting team, and that's when I started really flourishing as a manager, as a director in this field of higher education, recruitment, enrollment management. Started gaining all that experience, and then ultimately ended up at the University of Houston as the director of graduate admissions, and I definitely got a experience being at a larger university like University of Houston, dealing with all the, I guess you can say, the conglomerate type of atmosphere, who to go to and the waiting times to get responses, etc., if I'm being a little funny. But the experience was well worth it. The friends and the opportunity to improve upon my skills as an enrollment manager, understanding how to recruit students at a graduate level, and also at an international level as well. How far the school reached across the world, what some initiatives and some boards I was part of. I was part of the new admissions committee for the new medical school at the University of Houston. Had exposure to some great people there. And again, learned a lot. Opportunity came obviously here at Houston Baptist University for the Director of Graduate Admissions. Definitely felt a pull, if you will, an opportunity to come into a smaller university like HBU and bring some of that prior experience I've already mentioned to you, some of that, I guess you could say, I wanted to expound on where I was and continue to improve my recruiting abilities. I definitely think that with the no I in team mentality from my athletic years. I always say I'm a team player and I wanted to help the department grow. A lot of changes I was told had happened. A lot of new faces in the department. I believe right now there's nobody that's over 6 months of experience except for one individual who's currently on maternity leave for our department. And that's Lindsay, of course. And everybody else is less than 6 months old in our department. So there's a lot of changes, there's been a lot of changes, a lot of experience, new experiences that the department is going through right now.
Sean, we are really excited about your leadership. I had no idea the vast background you had, not just with Baylor's, but in the NFL and then arena football.
Yes, sir.
I got to park on arena football for a second. What's it like?
It's fast.
That's what I hear,
it's
man.
Smaller field, wider field, shorter field in length. The field goals are way different, and they're live. The balls, once the kicker kicks the field goal at arena football, and if he doesn't make it, it's a live ball. And so it was Iron Man football.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I hear that you got to be an Iron Man to do it.
But I was in the best shape of my life. I always tell people when I played arena football, I could go all day, every day, whatever it was. But unfortunately, I did take some pounding, I did take some hits, and ultimately my back gave out on a couple of plays, and I had to call it. I had to retire.
You're at the graduate school of HBU. Let's talk about HBU graduate school, because there's a uniquely more serious orientation to a graduate student. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that there aren't an undergraduate school students that are serious, but when you get in the graduate school, it's a different ball game.
Yes.
And it's a different opportunity. Yes. A graduate degree makes you more money.
Absolutely.
And so tell me all the extolled virtues of HBU graduate school.
I think it's a matter of if we're talking about a current undergrad student who wants to improve, who wants to make more money, who wants to position themselves for success, an HBU graduate degree is the opportunity that they need to look for. I'm learning all the acronyms, of course, COEBS and College of Business, and of course, a plethora of other excellent programs. I think with the variety that HBU currently has and what they're focusing in on, I think a student can be very successful here. And that's one of the reasons why I came to work here.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you came from U of H to HBU, you came from a big school, there had to be a reason why. Tell me what it is.
Personally, I had a spiritual opportunity to come to a Christian university, and that was my first thought. Me and my wife prayed, and it just made sense for us personally.
That's very cool, Sean. I mean, a lot of people don't care a hoot about their faith, but obviously you're not one of those kind of people.
No, sir. I definitely participate in my ministry at my church. I'm in the parking team. I'm on the
excellent
many different committees, and I'm involved. And me and my wife's faith is important to us.
And so that was a motivation.
Mm-hmm. And the second motivation, it was the opportunity when during the interview process. Of course, Steve and Jay interviewed me, and then they gave me some examples of the culture of HBU and the leadership of HBU, starting with President Sloan and Elm Down. And one thing I recognized during all my interviews is it was full transparency.
Yeah.
Truth.
Sure.
And I'm very attracted to truth. Mm-hmm. And I felt like where I wasn't getting 100% truth about the direction for me personally,
sure,
professionally, and for my department. However, here I got a good feeling. I got four examples, four instances of, okay, this is how, where we want to go. We want to increase the graduate school department, particularly the actual student body count here at HBU to 1,000. And so it was a new challenge. And I'm an athlete. I want challenges in my life. And so that's something that also appealed to me.
So the pandemic hits, and we've got Joe Brown over here working the front desk of the Courtyard Marriott, and he's got a BA, and he suddenly gets in his head, well, I don't want to be at the front desk of the Courtyard anymore. I ought to get a graduate degree.
Yes, sir.
Now, at HBU, you can get that graduate degree online or residential. Mm-hmm. Explain both opportunities.
Online, obviously, that's ran by the Pampel Division, and that's under the leadership of Steve and Jay. I say their names together all the time. That's an opportunity for an individual who has a busy lifestyle schedule, of course, who can't make it to the campus physically. That's an opportunity for them to take advantage of online learning. It's four people, and sometimes not four people. If it's not for them, then obviously we have the residential in-person face-to-face classes, traditional face-to-face classes, of course. And those programs are available, those individual classes are available to them as well.
How's it skewing, residential versus online?
Depending on the program, I think that from a popularity standpoint, it can sway given the seasonality, given different variables. For instance, it comes down to one of our most popular programs, MBA. They've made it to where it's a little bit of a hybrid program because of the popularity online and residential. A lot of older students are finding that they start online, but then they want to switch to residential.
Really?
Just because of how they were reared in the education field. And then our current, I guess, younger students, they switch to online just because they're more, particular or comfortable with technology, for lack of better words. So it really comes down to age, demographic of the student, and then the professors. Some professors, they're comfortable doing both, but then again, some professors want to stick with just face-to-face. And so that attracts students to that particular course.
If you would, take some time and describe the graduate programs available through HBU. How many are there?
You're looking at right now, I can't give you an exact number, but I would tell you well over about 20 programs right now.
And break it down, what are they?
You're looking at starting with the College of Education. You have the doctoral, the educational leadership, and then from there you have the Master's of Education.
And in that area, pardon the interruption, but in that area, you certainly get a career bump if you're a teacher and you get a master's degree.
Yes, sir. And then you have the opportunity to get certified as well.
Yeah.
And principal certification, different
big
certifications.
Big deal, more pay.
Psychology certifications. And then if you're a young teacher, obviously, the higher up in the education, academia world, title, etc., the more your pay increases.
Sure.
So that's an attractiveness in all of itself.
Okay, so keep going. Education.
You have education, and then you also have psychology. You have a general psychology, and then you have a psychology with certificates as well. And then you got psychology, I'm thinking about the other one, mental health.
Yeah.
That's very popular. Right now we have, just for the summer class cohort, I think we have right under 20 students already signed up.
And I would assume that's counselor, social worker?
Yes, sir.
All the derivatives?
Yes, sir. It definitely gives them a better opportunity to understand the inner workings of, like you said, what exactly they're going to get themselves into in that career field.
And a counselor with a graduate degree makes more money?
Yes, sir. I mean, they start off with the opportunity to start as a counselor, and then they can become the head of the department.
Sure.
They can move over to more of the mainstream as well.
And corporate America is increasingly employing graduate counselors.
And the culture for an individual company, they would definitely like to have somebody with experience in counseling. Licensure is very important, obviously. And that's some opportunities that the mental health program offers as well. But then you don't have to go for licensing. But again, licensure means more money in your pocket if you decide to go that route.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
And then tell me some of the other graduate programs.
You're looking at Masters of Human Resource. We have a large pool of international applicants who apply for the business programs. And under the MBA, there's different tracks.
Sure.
And that's something that is very attractive. We're also looking to install, with the help of Dr. Seifer, I want to say, Greg, the Dean of the College of Business, the International Masters of International Business. And that's something that we sat down and talked about a month ago, trying to go through all their accreditation and see how we can get that up and running. I don't believe we're going to get it up and running for fall 22. It's too soon, but for fall 23 is kind of the starting point for that program.
I mean, what about the nursing area?
Definitely. We have nursing. I don't recruit directly for nursing, but based off the individuals I've talked to, the leadership over nursing, they definitely want us to be able to incorporate some of the talking points when we're talking with the student, and then defer that individual student to them so they can carry them all the way through to the application phase of joining the nursing program.
Now, I want you to just look in that camera and talk to a prospective graduate student. You've been in the U of H, you're at HBU by choice. Why would you tell them to come to the graduate school at HBU?
I would advise you to consider not only the academic side of the university, I would also consider the actual culture. Consider HBU, consider that we're able to say Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and understand that's where everything starts. And if you're looking for a home, you're looking for individuals who are pulling in the same direction, who want to see the best for you, who want you academically to be proficient, and know that you have support from the professors of your individual classes, you have support from the staff all the way up to President Sloan, the President's office, and everybody in between. They are committed to your success as a student, committed to your soul as a Christian, man or woman, and they want to make sure that you understand that, and that's something that you would get here at HBU.
You know, Sean, that really blesses me to hear you say that, because, I mean, those of us who think from a biblical worldview know that all knowledge comes from the one that was perfect in knowledge, Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
And there is a distinction. You used a fascinating word, the culture of HBU, and I like that, because you can fill your head with anything, and you can go make a bunch of money and crash. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have faith and values to guide you, it doesn't work.
You burn out.
We see that all the time, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so give me three or four action steps you're taking to grow the graduate school just as we wrap up.
As I mentioned before, we have a young team, and right now I'm doing a large amount of training. One thing that I noticed is the individuals, they were here before me, they were hired before me. They didn't necessarily have exposure to recruiting students at the graduate school level. So it's just, get back to the basics. Hey,
a lot like football.
Yeah, fundamentals. I'm a graduate student. You have me on the phone, or I'm in front of you. How do you talk about the mental health program? Let's go through the final points. What's the selling points? What's the benefits? What's the return on investment look like once they graduate from HBU in that particular field? And that's kind of some of the instruction that I'm giving the current recruiters and coordinators on the team. Of course, we're looking to expand academically. We're looking at the programs. How do we incorporate new programs? How do we remove some of the barriers within the actual admissions funnel? How do we get students through without any red tape? So they're not frustrated and just quit. That's one of the things that I've learned from University of Houston all my time in admissions, recruiting, and outreach, is the individuals don't want a lot of red tape. They want to know straight what is the truth, and what steps do I need to take, what do you need from me, and what's the time frame, and how long is it going to take. So we're kind of trimming the fat a little bit on the recruiting admissions funnel. And then it just really comes down to exposure, outreach, marketing, doing shows with you here today, letting people know who I am and who I represent, the Graduate School Admissions Department, of course, and just trying to be the best graduate school department we can be here at HBU.
Well said, Sean Washington. What a blessing you are to be at HBU. This is Sean Washington, the Director of Graduate Admissions at HBU. This is a leader with a great faith, a great family. You got any children?
No children, plenty of nieces and nephews that I've helped raise.
Very good. Well, maybe someday. Never know.
Yeah, you never know. Never know.
I've got 10 grandkids, and I want to tell you, they'll give you a run for your money.
Congratulations.
Yes. You can learn more about the graduate school at hbu.edu/thegraduateschool, 281-649-3099. And Sean Washington, S. Washington, easy to remember that, great last name, at hbu.edu. Sean, we're really thankful for you. We're excited about where you're going. We're excited about the leadership you bring.
Appreciate that.
Because everything rises and falls on leadership.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.